Hawser noticed the Adiran starting to tire after a few kilometres. The giant's steps became shorter. He moved the great keratinous plates of his shoulders more and more frequently, as though trying to relieve some ache within, and every so often his head shook as if he was trying to clear it. Twice he turned and spat at the walls. Hawser looked at the dripping patches of fluid. Adiran blood. Eventually, Zuxal stumbled, his steps veering to one side. Hawser was walking behind him again, having had a spell on the pallet. He slowed down when he saw the Adiran start to sway, holding one hand up to let the others know as well. Zuxal made a low, moaning noise, half-turned, then, with a sideways stagger, the wires on his hobbled feet snapping tight and humming like strings on an instrument, he fell forward, crashing to the floor and lying still. "Oh," somebody said. "Stay back," Hawser said, then went carefully toward the long, inert body of the Adiran. He looked down at the great head, motionless on the tunnel floor. Blood oozed from under it, forming a pool. Yalson joined Hawser, her gun trained on the fallen creature. "Is he dead?" she asked. Hawser shrugged. He knelt down and touched the Adiran's body with his bare hand, at a point near the neck where it was sometimes possible to sense the steady flow of blood inside. But there was nothing. He closed, then opened one of the section leader's eyes. "I don't think so." He touched the dark blood, gathering in its pool. "Looks like he's bleeding badly inside." "What can we do?" Yalson said. "Not a lot." Hawser rubbed his chin thoughtfully.
"What about some anticoagulant?"
Avager said from the far side of the pallet, while Belveda sat and watched the scene in front of her with dark, calm eyes.
"Ours doesn't work on them," Hawser said.
"Skin spray,"
Belveda said. They all looked at her. She nodded, looking at Hawser.
"If you have any medical alcohol and some skin spray, make up an equal solution. If he's got digestive tract injuries, that might help him. If it's respiratory, he's dead."
Belveda shrugged at Hawser.
"Well, let's do something rather than stand around here all day," Yalson said.
"It's worth a try," Hawser said. "Better get him upright if we want to pour the stuff down his throat."
"That," the drone said wearily from beneath the pallet, "no doubt means me."